Well, Wing Commander Arena, on the other hand, is a game that is a what do you call it? It's a sequel to a long running series of computer games.
Indeed,
that starred Mark Hamill. In the last couple versions.
Are you serious?
You know who Mark Hamill is.
Yeah, who is he? He's like
Luke Skywalker.
Star Wars. Yeah, I was just going to say that. You didn't give me time.
Well, he was an actor, and they had like live action components in the early Wing Commander series. Now, this is just a shooter. This is not really like Wing Commander. This isn't really anything like Wing Commander from previous.
Okay, so you're saying it's a little different. It's like a space combat shooter where you're in a cool little ship. You get to pick your ships. You unlock more ships as you play through the single player mode, which you want to do. It's actually a fun little game. I thought it was going to be difficult to fly around in your ship and shoot your enemies, but it was kind of fun. What's interesting to me is it looks really, really good. I thought it was 3D, and it's not.
No.
It's a 2D.
Yeah, it's basically 2D. There's a very weird thing about it is it's a top-down. It's kind of like, what do they call that? A two-thirds view?
Yeah, or three-quarters.
Three-quarter view, yeah, where you're sort of looking from the top, but not exactly from the top. And it's designed to look like it's 3D.
Yes.
But the weird thing about it is if you pick one of the other views, because you can actually, there are four cameras to choose from, I think, four or five cameras. One of the camera views is almost like a first-person shooter view.
Almost.
In a ship.
Yes.
When you look that way, it's very much a 3D game.
Yeah, but it's really cool.
But when you look from the top, it's a 2D not. Game.
Yes. It takes a little getting used to because you can't control the, you know, your reticle.
Reticle, yeah.
But it is a fun game, and you get to go around collecting parts that help rebuild your ship.
Yeah.
I needed a lot of rebuilding.
Yeah, yeah. It's very strange thing about the game is that it didn't seem like it would appeal to me at all. And there's a mode in it, a single player mode that is like Asteroids. It's literally like the game Asteroids, and it's almost 2D Asteroids, but when you play it more and you start to do some of the combat stuff, like the essentially deathmatch missions, it's actually kind of fun.
It is kind of fun. I was totally surprised by it too, because I'm not a driver or a plane flyer. I'm not a pilot by any means, but this is definitely a cool game. The multiplayer is going to be, I guess, exciting if you're really into it. You can play up to 16 people in a game, so 8-on-8 matches.
Yeah, and you can play standard deathmatch. You can play capture the flag.
Yep.
You can play this objective mode where you go and fly to the other person's base and destroy it while trying to defend your base.
Yes.
As in teams, of course.
Of course.
And then there's this bear pit mode.
Yeah, where bear pit.
Yeah, you play one-on-one fighting, and then everybody else can watch from the outside, and they can shoot. They can throw little pot shots at you.
Yes, and distract you.
Yeah, the only reason that I haven't played it yet is because I'm going to get a free copy of it, and so why would I spend my hard-earned money?
So you were waiting?
Yeah, I'll probably have to talk about it more later. I played the demo. I'm not, but the fact is, I'm going to play it more fully once I can actually play the full game.
Okay,
so
in other words, you're saying, here's my disclaimer. It's my first impression. I plan on playing it some more because you did enjoy it.
Precisely.
Yes.
I really sincerely, I think that it's for a lot of people. And